Once again, I'm joined by Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, for our weekly catch-up with what's happening at RNIB, and indeed this week, what's happening at the head office in London. Matt, thanks very much for joining us, and Judd Street opening up once again.
Yeah, no, delighted, Alan. We're able to now deliver on our plans to sort of open some physical space. You know, we've all been working from home for a long time, and we've got a plan through the autumn of sort of opening up our main offices in the national sort of capitals, plus our office at Peterborough. And we're starting next week now with Judd Street, our office in London. We were there yesterday physically for a board meeting, which was great. And actually, you know, it was delightful. It was, you know, I don't often use the word delightful about board meetings, but it was a delight to have 10, a dozen of us physically in the boardroom in Judd Street with other people sort of dialing in. And I think, you know, the real benefits of coming together and actually having some sort of physical intimacy, physical interaction was really super yesterday. And I think we're going to provide a very completely COVID secure environment next week, you know, absolutely conforming to all the regulations. But we'll be able to accommodate, you know, sort of 30 plus people every day in Judd Street. And I think we'll get a real buzz and sort of boost into the organisation from people being able to come in and actually sort of interact with colleagues. So the team's done a brilliant job of getting ready for next week, from, you know, getting all our COVID secure processes in place to cleaning, to thinking about how we cater. You know, clearly every last eventuality for managing blind and partially sighted people has been thought through. And even we built a sort of bespoke booking system so people can book their desk and make sure they've got the space and we know who's coming in and going out for a sort of track and trace. So now I'm really pleased that we'll be opening Judd Street next week.
You've had some places open already on a smaller scale, but do you think Judd Street will be the sort of litmus test for other offices with perhaps more staff coming in and out?
Yeah, I mean, we've had our team up in Gateshead have been working through, you know, coronavirus, providing a brilliant service for people to get their bills and their information from a variety of sort of banks and tech companies that we have contracts with. And that's been a real service that we've provided through coronavirus when people, you know, can feel very isolated at home. And so, you know, I should use this as another opportunity to say a big thank you to all our team up in Gateshead for the work they've done over the last sort of 5 or 6 months. But yes, Judd Street was the first of our sort of more administrative offices, if you like, sort of reopening. And we've got a staggered plan through the autumn to open up in sort of Cardiff, Belfast, Edinburgh and Peterborough. And we learn the lessons from the offices that open and fold that into the plan. The only thing I think will happen now is we'll be under probably a bit more pressure to open a bit earlier, because I think we'll get some positive feedback from Judd Street. And I can't imagine that the other offices won't want to try and sort of pull forward their opening dates, but we need to do it safely and properly. So, you know, an exciting prospect actually to get open through the autumn in all the offices, yeah.
Now, I know you're a big book fan. You like the real feel of the real book as opposed to electronic versions. And the Booker Prize is coming up.
I was talking to Ellie, our chair, yesterday about this, because she has almost finished planning through a novel which hasn't made it into the Booker Prize shortlist, which is the third element of Hilary Mantel's trilogy. I've read the previous two and I need to steel myself to sort of dive into 800 pages of Hilary Mantel. I'll put it on my Christmas list, I think. But the big story about the Booker Prize this week has been Hilary Mantel not being included in the shortlist. But those that have made the shortlist, and this is a real feather in our cap, I think, you know, we're able to work, you know, with appropriate other agencies, publishers, etc., to be able to bring those shortlisted books, you know, make them available for our customers, our beneficiaries, in all the formats, you know, Braille, giant print, talking books. We have been working with the Booker Prize Foundation and, as I say, one or two publishers to enable this to happen. So, you know, I think it shows as an organisation that we can be very current, you know, very sort of up with what's going on. And you know, we have some very strong relationships, you know, that allow us to do these things in sort of real time and bring the Booker Prize shortlist, you know, ready and available for our beneficiaries straight away. When I've read Hilary Mantel, Alan, I'll come back and talk to you about it.
We should get you on to read on our book show on a Friday. They will be doing, as they always do, a Booker Prize special of interviews with the authors as well. Quite looking forward to that one. And I was asking you before we started the interview, Matt, about your Marathon Mates Challenge. Myself, Guide Dog Quigley and Laura have completed the 26.2 miles each, which I'm incredibly surprised about. And a big thank you to some of the staff as well who've sponsored us to do that. How have you been getting on yourself?
Well, no, pretty well. I mean, you know, work's been pretty full on in the last couple of weeks in the run-up to the board meeting yesterday that I mentioned. But now I've been going out probably every 3 days, so due to go out tonight, actually. Ran on Sunday and then Tuesday. Just going out, doing about 3 miles, you know, do the maths, 26 divided by three. I think I need to do 8 or 9 of those. I've done 3, maybe 4 tonight. Like you, I think I will probably end up doing all 26 miles myself and taking any mileage from my son, who's my partner, as a bonus. Although, to be fair to him, he is running around doing actually quite a lot of miles in his sort of university pre-season training. I need to get his miles properly tallied and added to mine if I'm honest, but he's doing some exercise. But yes, I think I probably made a mental note, if only for my own health and fitness, that I should probably do all 26 miles. So yeah, I'll be out tonight and out on Sunday probably, and that'll be another 6 or 7 miles sort of under the belt as part of the total. So yeah, going well. I'm enjoying it, actually. I mean, I'm feeling fitter for it as well. So, yeah, on a number of levels, Alan, it's a good exercise, as you know.
Yeah, even though I'm working at home, I think I'm actually doing a lot more walking than I was going in and out of the office. So yeah, some benefits there. If you want to learn more about Marathon Mates, there is still a little bit of time to get involved or make donations as well. Go to marathonmates.rnib.org.uk. And with everything we talk about, or if you have any questions about sight loss or services, please call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Well, that's it for this week, Matt. We'll catch up with you again next week for more news from RNIB. But thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan. And maybe next week we could do the interview with me sitting in one of our offices, which might be a nice change after a few months.